A dog will return to its vomit once more, and fools repeat folly the same as before. You, wise of your wisdom, in your wise esteem, more hope for a fool than for you, it would seem. That's from Proverbs 26, verses 11 and 12, from the Word Green version of 2004. And that's our daily proverb, little children. Now, we've been studying the Trojan War article, and we're in chapter 11. And we've been looking at the date of this wood, right? And we're at the point where we want to do now a second order interpolation from the table of Mr. Whitelaw, because the numbers he gives don't follow a straight line path, which we also showed from the graph. The line that represents that table after the deluge, that's a straight line, but before the deluge, there are events going on that are, even though they're very poorly understood, Mr. Whitelaw was able to come up with an estimate for what the values would be for the correction factor that you would have to, or the correction amount that you would have to use to adjust the date for events prior to the deluge. And he got this, his results followed this kind of a curve that approaches a limit of 7,000 years before present. That's where the limit is. So that nothing can be found in his model that dates earlier than 7,000 before present, which means, well, it's something like 5,000, about 5,000 BCE. That's when he put the deluge. Now, we put the deluge at 5,231 before present, which is a calibrated number. 3,282 BCE is what that equals as a calibrated number, 5,231. And we showed that graph. We talked about that already, but we've done the first order correction also already. From that, we decided that because Mr. Whitelaw's table shows that his results change at a different rate before the deluge from how they change after the deluge, in terms of how much correction there should be before and after, that amount changes radically. So because of that, we decided to do interpolations from both sides, from the time before and after the deluge, using the tabulated numbers. And when we did that interpolation, we arrived at, when we did that interpolation on one side, from the high side, right, assuming that things were going to be governed by the way the high side was changing, and we got 86.8 years for that adjustment in terms of what the difference of our calibrated date would be from the deluge. We got 5,086 for that. And then we did the same interpolation, the same idea, but from the other side. From the low side, which is the time after the deluge, when things were changing a little more slowly, and we got, for that correction, based on the changes that were happening afterwards, we got 389 years that were added to 5,000 to get 5,389. And the calculations are shown here as to how that was done. 6,488 minus 5,990 divided by, in brackets, that was, and this other number is in brackets also, 5,990 minus 5,350 in brackets. And then multiply the quotient, or the result of that process of division by 500, and we get 389, I should say, from that. So we just took the difference between the two tabulated values and our number, which was in between. So because of that, we got a number less than 500 that we needed to add to 5,000 to make up the difference from 5,000. So the 5,990 corresponded to 5,000 in his table. And the 5,350 was on the low side, the difference in the uncorrected value. So we were trying to figure out, based on that change on the low side, how much we should add on the high, above 5,000, based on that change on the low side. The other thing we had done previously was to determine how much we should add to the 5,000 based on the change that happened after. Since it was a bigger change after, the amount that we needed to add was much less based on the change after, because the 6,488, which appeared to be a much smaller difference away from 5,000 compared to the 8,860 and its distance from the 5,990. And that was just reflected in the calculations, right? So we had 6,488 minus 5,990 divided by 8,860 divided by 50, or in brackets 6,488 minus 5,990 end bracket divided by in brackets 8,860 minus 5,990 end bracket times 500 was 86.8. Anyway, we arrived at those two numbers, 86.8 and 389.1, based on the high and low side interpolations, and then we got the average of those, which was 5,238, which implied the arc wood was cut 7 years before 5,231. Now, I learned how to do this kind of calculations because I have a master's degree in physics and a bachelor's degree in engineering physics. So we did I've had a lot of years since I did that study at school to figure some things out. So I was able to come up with this approach very easily. The second order is not so simple, the second order interpolation, but I was struggling at this point, and I think I did some things that were a little bit unusual here. For example, when I divided by 600 in paragraph 11.6, when I could have been dividing by 660, but by dividing by 600, I ended up making, instead of dividing by 660, I ended up making the correction, or this number, larger instead of smaller. And that, so the 657 I ended up with here was larger instead of smaller, but that's okay because, I don't know why I did it that way, but I'm not going to question it because we saw the change here in the increments. Okay, that's what the second order interpolation accounts for, the change in the increments in White Law's table. So there was a 615 difference between 4,110 and 4,725. That's a difference of 615, if we look at the table for a moment. 47.25 and 41.10. That was an increment between those two. Now this order, the second order interpolation is using the increment change instead of simply the difference, but we're talking about the change in the increment. So the increment was 6.15 between those two tabulated numbers, and the next increment is 6.25 between 47.25 and 53.50. Hopefully I did that right. It looks right. Yeah, so 6.15, then it went to 6.25, and then it went to 6.40 for the next one between 53.50 and 59.90. So the increment increased, and by first of all, 6.15 increased to 6.25. That's a 10, increase of 10. Then the next increase was from 6.25 to 6.40 for the increment. That was 15. And then the next one was a difference of, we would guess, about 20 maybe. 10, 15, 20. But it could have been 10. The increment could have been 10, 15. And the next one could have been 30, for all we know, because this is now before the deluge, when things are changing very rapidly. So, you know, saying that we think it's going to be 660, maybe it could have been 680 or something much larger than 660. But 6488 minus 5990 is 498, and not 660, right? So, but if that number, okay, so we need to make an adjustment downward of the 660. So we don't want to take it as 660 because 6488 minus 5990 is not 660. Wait a minute. Why are we guessing the increment? Yeah, we're guessing the increment because we're doing an interpolation, in this case, from the low side. Which we did in the other case, we did the low side second, but in this case, we're doing an interpolation from the low side, right? And so we're using the numbers, the increments on the low side, and we're not using the increments on the high side. We're just interpolating using how they're changing on the low side. But since we know that things go crazy at the time of the flood in terms of what we already believe about the conditions were at the time of the flood with regard to the radiocarbon being rapidly changing, which is what Mr. Whitelaw used to arrive at his corrections. I mean, we've already accepted his corrections, so we're already believing there were rapid changes based on that. We're using his theory to interpret this, just like every other scientist uses their theory to interpret things. So we know things are rapidly changing, so even though we said 660 looks like it could be true, it could have also been higher. So by saying 657 I could have divided by 660, and I may have just made a mistake here, but I don't think I did. I think I did this on purpose. But 657 instead of 660, because, you know, it actually could be 680 or some other number higher than 660, but because 498 is not all the way up there at 660, we corrected it by 498 divided by 600, right? So we assumed it was 5/6 of the way up at the point of 498, or roughly 500 divided by 600, or 5/6 of the 20-year difference that we were going to add to the 640 to get 660. We were going to add 20 years, right? Because we added 10, then 15, then 20. We were going to add 20, but because it's only 498 over 600, we added 17, making 657 instead of 660, which, of course, the number 660, we could have chosen 670 or 680 or any other number, because we didn't really know. But we knew that things would change rapidly at the time of the deluge. So we added this 657 to 5990, and we got 6647. But we're comparing that number. Okay, that's the number that we figured was going to be the next tabulated correction, right? Or the next tabulated uncorrected number we're assuming was going to be 6647. Is that true? Let me think. Yeah, I think so. Wait a minute. Or are we saying that 6647 is... Let me think now. Yeah, we're saying that is... It's very strange how I did this, you know. I don't understand how I did it entirely. But I was very, very busy at the time in the research doing this. And so it may not be that anybody else would have done it the way that I did it. I don't doubt that every scientist always does things differently. That's true. So I'm not going to second guess myself, right? I'm just going to look at what I did. I'm not going to overly, I'm trying to understand it. I'm not going to question it over much here. Don't be foolish over much, right? Don't be so foolish. So, yeah, so 6647, if that's the total increment, and we're looking at part of it, which is 6488 minus 5990, instead of 6647 minus 5990, then we take that ratio of those two numbers, those two differences, and multiply by 500, and we get 379 for the low side, which, if you recall before, we had 389. So we reduced it with a second order correction from the low side. It moderates it, doing a second order correction, right? It's not so extreme. So that suggests we've done it somewhat correctly. We've gotten some kind of a lower number than 389. We got 379, which is better. Yeah, possibly, you know, it should be better. Similarly, with the high side, the difference, first of all, was between 12,530 and 8,860. That was a 3,700-year difference. Then the next one between 8,860 and 5,990 is a 2,900 difference. So 3,700, the next increment down was 2,900. We're thinking the next increment down after 5,990, again, only using the numbers from the high side, not the low side, right? Because we're interpolating, using only the trend that we're seeing coming down, in this case from the high side. And so the next one after 3,700, and then 2,900 should be what? That's a change of 800. So the next one should be about 2,000. But we could have said 2,100, right? But I said no. I said 2,000, about 2,000. I wasn't so particular about being exact. It was the same in the other case when I divided by 600. I wasn't being too exact, it seemed like. It was a second order attempt to get something slightly better than the first order. And you can, by playing with these numbers, you can arrive at just about any answer that you want. That's true also, but I didn't do that. I didn't attempt to manipulate the answer at all. I just did this the best way that I could see how to do it. Using, you know, my best sort of intuition or instinct, but it affected 6488. Now, if it's about 2,000, right, and 6488, of course, is not 5,990, it's somewhere in between 5,990 and 8,860, right? And it's not halfway either. So how did I arrive at the idea that it would be around 2,500 where the increment would fall at the point of 6488? Which is our calibrated arc would age in years before present, 6,488 years before present. How did I arrive at the idea that was, is it because it's halfway? Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? Because, I mean, it does matter. It's just, it's not going to be halfway because we know that the increment decreased from 3,700 down to 2,900, and now it's decreasing to 2,000. Right? But it's decreasing more rapidly, and then the amount of decrease is decreasing, as shown by the fact the increment's decreasing. So by the time we get, we're going to be about 2,500 in the increment position, let's call it. We'd be there. Let's see, it's increasing. It's decreasing very rapidly, isn't it? The increment's decreasing rapidly, yeah. So the increment decreases more rapidly at the end, in the last portion, from 6,488 to 5,990. So from it could decrease 500 out of those 900 years in that last portion. That's what we assume. Just made a rough guess, just a rough number that I just put in there. And then this is the interpolation from the high side. It takes a lot of explaining, doesn't it? It takes a lot of explaining here. But this is the interpolation from the high side. 6,488, this is the second order interpolation. In brackets, 6,488 minus 5,990, end bracket, divided by double bracket, 2,900 minus 2,000 bracket, times 64, in bracket, 6,488 minus 5,990, end bracket, divided by, in bracket, 5,990 minus 3,090, which is assuming that the next increment would be 2,000, as we just said, right? And then adding that, which is a ratio of the 2,900, which minus 2,000, which is, in other words, 900 years times the ratio of the 6,488 minus 5,990 divided by 2,000, right? So not a full 900 years, but a ratio of how much is this compared, how much is 6,488? It's about 498 years is what it is. The difference between 6,488 and 5,990 is 498 compared to the 2,000 of the final end of that increment, right? Which we expect or guessed would be 2,000. But once we calculated that 498 divided by 900, it's about half, or a little more than half, of 2,000. Is that true? Wait a minute. Yeah. And that can't be right. Hang on a second here. What's half of 2,009? Yeah, half of 2,000 times 900, right. I think it's more than half, right? 498, it's 498 compared to 2,000. It's not half. It's about a quarter. And then we're multiplying that times the 900, which is the difference in the increments of 2,900 and 2,000. About a quarter of that to add to 2,500, which is our other guessed value for what the increment would be. I don't know how I did this. It's just very interesting. Or why I thought it's like I'm saying this is the amount. Okay, this is the a difference to add to 2,500. Very curious. But that's how I did it. Okay. And it's about a quarter of 900 to add to 2,500. But then multiply, but then a quarter, I should say, times 900. Right, but all of that, the 2,600 or whatever it was in the end, or 2,700, you know, all of that is a number that that we're going to use, and we're going to divide 6,488 minus 5,990 by all of that. And then we get a fraction of 500, and the fraction we got was 93.8. So we got a number. that was bigger than 2,500, which we assumed would be what, where we are here. Let's see, interpolated. Yeah, the next increment was 2,000, but we assumed that it would affect the 6488 by half. We started at the halfway point, or roughly half, about 2,500 as a starting point, but then we said, well, we're not exactly at 5,990, so we'll go even further. We ended up going in what direction? Backwards to the 6,488 from 5,990. So we added on to the 2,500, getting back towards the 2,900 increment again. So it looks like we did it right. We got 93.8. When we averaged that with our 379, so we averaged the two again. Time is really passing while we do this. So I had a lot of time to spend working on this. You know, I know that I spent a long time working on it when I wrote the article. But most of what I was doing was very intense. I was doing a lot of intense research all the time. So I didn't have a lot of time to spend on these calculations, but they weren't difficult for me to do back then. I was very busy doing it, and I was very much familiar with how these things were working, and now I'm getting more familiar again with it. So, I mean, I was apparently doing more, somewhat more arithmetical calculations at the time. For example, if I was building anything back in those days, I would be, you know, able to work out different, well, I don't know, that would be more like measuring dimensions and things like that, which is nothing like this. But it's the kind of thing, no, it was the kind of thing where I figured out how to do it because I had to. I needed to figure out how it worked. And so when you need to know, you'll figure this out. It's not something that you expect that you're going to understand it if you don't need to know. If you need to know, you'll figure out how it works, because it makes perfect sense when you need to know how to do this. So anyway, we add these two up, which is, we add the 5,000 onto the 379 in the first correction case, and then 93.8 onto 5,000 in the second case, and we average those two numbers. Or we could have just averaged 379 and 93 and then added the average to 5,000. It would work the same either way. But the average we got was 5236.4 years before present, which is exactly, well, 5.4 years. But it's not exact because, of course, the 5231 is hardly an exact number. It didn't happen on January 1st. We don't think, you know, so it's not, when the deluge occurred, it's not exactly, you know, 5231 before present for the deluge is not exactly that. It's something with a decimal. But anyway, if we just use it the way we have it, we say we've got a 5-year difference here between 5236.4 and 5231. 5.4 years difference, or 5-year difference, which implies the ark was, the wood for the ark was cut 5 years before the deluge. And that is a remarkable thing, and I didn't realize this is the reason why I did this, the second order correction, but I didn't realize that it would actually work out this way. I knew we were 7 years in the first order correction, right? 7 years away from the deluge for the ark, wood having been harvested. So the harvesting of the wood looked like it occurred 7 years before. But in the book of Jasher, it says that the ark is built in 5 years. That's it, as we read in our Trojan War article, chapter 11, paragraph 7 now. The book of Jasher says 5 years that the ark was cut prior to the deluge. So then that also implies that the wood was dried very quickly, maybe, or maybe they built it with green wood. The ark was built with green wood, maybe, or maybe they kiln dried it. But you wouldn't think you could build it with green wood, seeing as you wouldn't want the wood to shrink and then the seams of the ark to leak. So, you know, probably there was some kiln drying going on. It's what it suggests if we believe the 5 years. But when I did the second order correction, I got exactly 5 years, or close enough to 5 years, for the second order correction for the age of the ark wood at the time of the building of the ark, the time after it was cut. 5 years is what I got. Well, what we got just now. A five-year difference. It totally agreed with the Book of Jasher. That's insanely good, right? It's beyond reason. It shouldn't be that good, because radiocarbon is not that accurate, first of all, but neither do we expect Mr. Whitelaw's table to be that accurate either. Do we? I mean, I certainly didn't know. But that's why I wanted to do the second order correction, to find out if it did agree with the Book of Jasher. And it remarkably, as I very excitedly discovered, does agree exactly with the Book of Jasher, close enough, although we must temper that by the fact that we don't know for certain whether the 5,700-year age reported by Ron Wyatt was calibrated or not. So we kind of assume it is not calibrated, and that's how we arrived at this final result. But this kind of accuracy would tend to imply a divine influence on the numbers, and that the said 5,700 years actually is uncalibrated. And that's the end of our study for today. Little children, that was paragraph 6 and 7 of the chapter 11 of Trojan War, the article. It was quite a lot of arithmetic, but it was pleasant enough to share that with you. I'm Ward Green. I love you very much, and thank you for listening and watching once again. And this is August 18th, 2024 of the Common Era. The time is 18:51 hours, North American Eastern Daylight Time. On my behalf, this is Liv Dusty, and this is Cassie. And they're saying bye for now. And we've actually got another few seconds here. So isn't it remarkable how they just that kind of accuracy wouldn't be possible by any kind of normal scientific approach. But also the idea of forming fossils is another thing I've been learning about recently, that it requires you can't form fossils by laying down very tiny layers, thin layers of, it has to be very thick, which seems to prove the deluge happened. Anyway, bye for now.